Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Cero Gravedad, Life in Zero Gravity. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Got a show for you today. It's a pretty significant day. It's weird. I know a bunch of people with this birthday, so happy birthday to everybody. Born September 4th. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great day today. This was also like one of my anniversaries. Weird, just strange that I don't know, the show is falling on important dates lately. Obviously, we had one on my birthday, and I don't know, it just hasn't happened before, so it's interesting the dates that it's falling on. But yeah, thank you for joining me. This is Life in Zero Gravity. If you haven't seen it by now, it's basically a show about elevating to the highest version of yourself. And I don't know if we always succeed in doing that. I don't think so. A lot of times it's probably the lowest version of myself, unfortunately, but I try. I try to make it interesting and fun and funny, really. It's one of the main things that I try to do on here. So if this is your first time listening, thank you. First time watching, thank you. I promise you that I am making an effort. I don't know if you can tell, but I try. I do these every week. Some are better than others, obviously, but I think it's always worth listening to and worth watching. There's always like you can always walk away with something from it. So thank you everybody for supporting it, and I appreciate you. I got some stories for you, okay? Stories I didn't get to last week that I remembered after the fact. Some of them might have actually happened after I recorded, so that might be why. I think so, actually. Yeah, you know what? They did. So the first one, at the resort, when we were in Mexico, it was all inclusive, right? The resort. So it's all you can eat. And you go down, you get breakfast. But you have to wait for a table to be open. So we get there to this restaurant that they have on the site. And we're waiting for no more than 2 to 3 minutes. Right. And somebody behind us, I hear in this German accent, "Is anybody working here today? It's taking forever. There's 20 people in line." I don't do a lot of German, so that's not a great impression. I don't even know if he for sure that he no, I think he was German if I had to bet. But he just starts, and you can see the staff getting uncomfortable and just like they don't know, they don't know what to do. They don't want to get in trouble. But it's just like, why? Why are you doing that? You could see them cleaning the tables and everything. They're just getting the restaurant ready. Obviously, there's a lot of people there at this time. It was like the middle of the morning for breakfast. So not so early that no one was there, but not so late that, well, I guess that no one was there either. It was like packed. And you could see that. And you could see him getting it ready. And this guy just, for whatever reason, didn't understand that. So it's like embarrassing, I guess. I don't know. He's not even from my country, but it's embarrassing when foreigners act like that when you're abroad, like fellow foreigners. It's like, yo, you're coming across like an asshole right now. It's just like, I felt bad. I almost wanted to apologize to them for that. I have apologized before to, there's a restaurant where I went and this guy was just, he was just banging on the table. I think he had mental health issues, but he just starts banging on the table. Service, service, service. And I've never seen anything like that. And he ends up taking money out of the tip jar It was like some of the rudest shit I've ever seen. And I wasn't even there to get food, but I felt bad for them. So I left them a tip after that, and I apologized for that guy acting like that. And I think they really appreciated it. I was like, I'm so sorry that he's acting like that. 'Cause I honestly hate when people do stuff like that. When they act rude to like the staff at places, it's such a turnoff. Honestly, it's a relationship red flag to me, is just people who treat workers like that. It's like, it says a lot about your character when you think it's okay to just like be an asshole to people that are providing you a service, I've seen that before. Like, it's uncomfortable too to be around people that do that. It's like, no, I don't want, well, for one, at the very least, like, be smart. These people are handling your food. You want to get your food spit in? This is a good way for that to happen. That guy might have got his food spit in. I kind of doubt it. I mean, the people that worked at that resort were super nice. That was the thing too, is like the people were super nice there, like crazy nice. And it's like you go and do that, just be like a total asshole to them. And it's like, for what? Like, what did they do? Because you had to wait for your table. Like, this dude, the most he could have waited was 2 minutes, and he's like freaking out. I don't know. It was just a bad look. Maybe he was, as a German, he was mad at the insufficiency of this. They hate inefficiency. Maybe that's what it was. Jeez. Yeah. But funny enough, like, as we were coming back, me and my mom, we took like the flyaway and the train back, right? So we're in Union Station in LA. We're getting some subway. It's one of the only things that's like open, and we didn't eat all day. We ate that breakfast, and then we were just sickened after that and didn't eat. No, like we ate breakfast, but then like we left the resort at like 11:30, so like we didn't eat lunch. And then like after that, we're just traveling up until the nighttime, so this is like a dinner for us. So we're eating it. Or we get to the subway, we order really quickly, like just a simple ass order. And there's a lady pops up behind us, and I didn't hear, I guess, the entire exchange, obviously, because I'm not like being nosy, but she starts yelling. She's like, no, 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 no. Like, and she wanted him to heat up the meat in like the toasting thing for her. For it to be hot, but she didn't want him to heat up the bread at the same time. He started heating up the bread. No. And then like she's just like scolding him for it, like, that's not what I said to do. And then she's just going off. She's been saying stuff like the whole time. She's been saying like, I want fresh meat and all this shit. Like, girl, you're at Subway, you're at Subway. You take what you could get. Eat your slop, okay? But like she's saying all this, and then eventually, like when she says that, and they're both wrong in this scenario, but the guy's getting annoyed because she's just being rude for no reason. It's like, what is this about? Like, why are you this mad about a Subway sandwich? You're like the most passionate I've ever seen anyone about a Subway sandwich. Like people eat Subway, but it's kind of just like, oh, well, this is cheaper than the other sandwich places like this. This isn't necessarily my favorite. Like, I'd rather have another one. It's like it's a fast food sandwich place. It literally is. At one point, there were more Subways in the world than McDonald's. No joke. I know that sounds wild, but it's true. I don't know if that's still true. There might be more McDonald's now, but at one point there were actually more Subways in the world, which is crazy because it feels like there's more McDonald's. But if you think about it, they squeeze Subways into like tiny spaces, You don't need a lot of space for there to be a Subway. You really don't. You just need a counter. And usually they don't have a lot of seating in there. So you can have a Subway in like a I don't know, like a hair salon. Like a small hair salon could turn into a Subway. So yeah, Subway, she's just freaking out, and eventually the guy gets a little snappish when she's saying, "Don't heat up the meat and the bun together." And he says, he says, "Same shit." You know, and I don't blame him. Like, it is the same shit. Like, why are you want the meat and the bun hot, but you don't want them heated up like together, you want it separately. But then when he starts doing that, you're like, no. And then she is like, "You're supposed to make my sandwich the way I want it. You're supposed to listen to the customer. The customer's always right." And then like then she wanted to talk to the manager. This was a Karen, you know. But it was a black Karen. Is it different if it's a black Karen? Because I think Mexican Karens are Karinas, right? Is that fair? Karina. But I don't know what black Karens are. Somebody said they're Tiffany's. I heard that before, which is pretty funny. I mean, I know Karen is supposed to be like a universal name, but it's kind of funny if we just change it up, you know, like for different ethnicities. Because I mean, it makes logical sense for a Mexican or a Latina Karen to be a Karina. But, yeah, so it was interesting. She's just going off. She wants to speak to she wanted to speak to the manager. Manager's right there. She's talking to the manager, and the manager said, "Well, no, if we're gonna be rude like this, then, you know, like, he doesn't have to take that from you." And like she freaks out, she's just getting pissed, and she eventually just leaves. And the manager says, "Bye, don't come back." And I gave the manager credit for standing up for employee. It was nice to see that for once. Like, they never stand up for the employee, they never do. It's always like, "Oh, you know, the customer's right, you can't be doing that, you're fired." It's like the customer sometimes is a fucking asshole. You know, for no reason. This lady just came in pissed off. Like, mad. Like, I don't think you could be too critical of a Subway sandwich. Like, you know what you're getting into. You didn't go to the nice deli. You went to Subway. Eat your slop, okay? Eat it. That's what you get. Eat your fucking slop. You don't get nice sandwiches when you go to Subway. Fuck you. Welcome to That should be the slogan. Welcome to Subway. Fuck you. That's what it should be. I mean, it doesn't even sound like it would have nice sandwiches. Like a Subway? Are Subways nice? Is that like glamorous? It's a good name, right? Subway. It is. It's a good name. But when you think of a Subway, you're not thinking of like, "Oh damn, the food in the Subway is about to be crazy." You know, like they're gonna have some fire food here at the Subway. Like, if you told someone, "Yeah, I got a sandwich on the Subway. I got a sandwich," it's, you know, people are not gonna think that that's like this gourmet sandwich. So, welcome to Subway. Fuck you. That's so stupid. Oh man, but yeah, people who treat the workers like that, man, it's just, I almost want to say something in those instances, but I know it's not going to go well. You know, the one guy wasn't as bad. She was just being really rude for no reason, and I didn't understand. But there you go. I have been daydreaming about my vacation all week. You know, especially those people, like the people yelling at the workers. It was such a good experience. No, but it was so nice. It was one of those rare trips where like everything goes right, you know, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I was just so happy that everything went so well. So rare for that to happen like that. So I was thankful. And really, it was just a great time. Thank you to my mom for coming with me. It really was a special trip, and I'm glad that you got to enjoy it. You know, you deserve it. I owe you way more than that, but I'm thankful that we got to spend that time together. It was special. So, thank you, mom.
Yeah, if you listened to the show last week, you could tell that I was happy about it, and it meant a lot to me to take her swimming with the dolphins and all that. It was just very cool. And I don't know. I mean, times are tough. Like, I don't have the money that they did. I mean, partly because I'd never married, so it's easier to do stuff like that when you're married and you have two sources of income. On my one source of income, it has been hard for me to travel. But until lately, I've been traveling more, but it's been difficult, so it makes and it's a little it's sad, honestly, because it's like I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to take her on trips, and I hope I can soon. It would be great to be able to do that. So it's a goal to work towards. But speaking of which, I'm still waiting on my money. If you heard last week, man, it's just I'm still waiting on it, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I've used some tactics that are maybe not the most ethical, but basically, I've been waiting on this money. My rent was already due for my place, so I'm giving her this story about like, oh no, I hope I don't get evicted now, like. Just showing her like this is the reality of like borrowing money from someone. Like, if they don't have the money, they could get evicted because you borrowed money and you didn't pay them back. I already paid the rent, but I'm not gonna tell her that. She doesn't know that. So I'm just trying to light a fire under her. Like, I need my money back. Like I'm gonna get kicked out. And that's real. That's a real thing that could have happened to me with her lagging on paying me back. 'Cause she's non-confrontational and doesn't want to like call the bank, doesn't want to talk to the lady that was supposed to give her this money. It's like you gotta stand up for yourself. You gotta say something. Like, don't just, you're waiting on like she herself is waiting on like $9,000. Like, you gotta speak up. You gotta get your money. And that's not all mine, but a good amount of that's mine. So I'm like, you gotta get your money, honestly. You can't just be sitting around like this. You're just gonna let it pass you by, It's not good. But I did uncover something that makes sense. So she told me that her grandma stole her identity, right? Because I'm really trying to figure out. She deposited 9,000 in cash on my birthday, and it still isn't in her account. I'm just like, that is mind blowing. She had to sign like a paper for it because they had to declare that it was like legit. So the person that gave it to her and her had to sign, I forgot what the paper is called. They had to sign it to prove that it's like legit money and it's not stolen and stuff like that. So she signs this paper, on August 21st. Now that's 2 weeks ago. Still hasn't gotten her money. Actually, no, my bad. She deposited it August 21st. She signed the paper the Friday of that week. So now it's been over a week since she signed this paper. And I'm just like, what is going on? So I ask her, like, do you have any debts or something? Like, is that why? You're not getting your money. Are they like collecting it? Like, they shouldn't do that, but is that what's going on? Like, because it's just not making any sense. And it's like, she's been waiting on the same money for just months. Like, 2 months overall, I think, almost. Basically. No, maybe not. So, let's see. About a month and a half now. Actually, 2 months since almost 2 months since I first lent her money, and she hasn't really paid back. I think she sent me back like 79, which is like nothing compared to what she owes me. So that's all she's sent so far. And I mean, like, I'm telling my mom about this, and she thinks it sounds like a scam, and I have been.
I've been scammed before. It hasn't really gotten me that bad. So I've been scammed, but here's the thing. I was scammed by somebody because they put bad checks in my account and they transferred the money out into an account. Apparently, I don't know if they still do this because this is a terrible policy, but Bank of America at the time, any check from another bank, they would automatically approve the money instantly without verifying the check. So that's basically what happened. I thought that it was fishy what they were having me do, like cash these checks. I thought it was weird, but here's the thing, like, I thought that the bank would stand up for you at the end of the day, or they would catch it. I was like, well, if anything's not legit, the bank will know. So it wasn't like I thought, like, nothing could go wrong. I was just like, well, yeah, like, if anything's wrong, like, the bank's not just going to cash a bad check, you know, like, immediately. They're going to, like, look at the check, make sure the money's there. That's usually how it is, because a bad check will bounce. Apparently, there's a loophole where they do this. So they ended up, it was, like, $10,000, the checks. So it ended up like they took my, basically the bank, it created a negative balance in my account, obviously. I only had like $1,200 in there at the time because I think I was like 20 or something. So I didn't have a lot of money. And they took that. So it was like negative $8,800, around that, whatever it was. And so my account is just negative. And I don't understand because I'm like, why would they approve this? And the really weird part is that it went to another Bank of America account and there was like nothing they could do about it, supposedly. And I'm just like, are you like in on the scam or what? Because that doesn't make sense. If it's all within your bank, you can't just fucking contact the customer, you know. Obviously, this was fake, you know. So, I don't know. Basically, what happened is once they realize the checks are bad, then it messes up my account. It's like, it's your fault in the first place for approving these checks. Like, that should be on you. You should just have that money out, you know. But eventually, years passed and they just throw that out. You know, maybe they finally got their money back. I never got my money back. They took that $1,200 to pay for the, like, debt, you know. But luckily, like, they threw all that out. I mean, they should, but you just never know what's going to happen. So I've been through scenarios like that, and just people, I have been scammed. There's some lady that, what's it called? I was like trying to buy a PS5 on OfferUp and she just like kept the money, you know. She's supposed to ship it and it was all verified and everything, but OfferUp wouldn't do anything about it because you can buy stuff to ship on OfferUp. She just never shipped it and they didn't do shit about it. So she just kept the money. And I might end up like taking her to small claims court just because it's not like it's a crazy amount of money, but it's like, I just don't, you shouldn't just get to keep money like that, you know? Like, what the fuck? It's supposed to be secure. They tell you the what you're buying secure on there. It's like buying on eBay. So I'm not thinking like, oh, this person will just be able to keep my money and get away with it. Like, nah, that shouldn't be how it is. That's when I learned that Cash App sucks. Like, if you buy anything, if you're going to buy anything and you have the option to use, like, Cash App or PayPal, use PayPal. Because you could actually get a refund on PayPal. You can't get a refund on Cash App. They will not give you a refund. So, I wouldn't recommend it. It's up to the person to give you a refund, and this person was a piece of shit that was just scamming people. So they're not going to give you a refund. I did find out where they lived and all that, and like I think I shook them up a little bit. But, you know, they wouldn't do any, you know, like they were still like, oh, my, they lived in Long Beach. I found out where they live, and they were saying like, "Oh, my cousin's on the police force." It's like, I told them like, "Your cousin's not gonna care. They're not gonna protect you. Like, you're committing fraud, you know? Like, you're not gonna be able to get away with that." So I might just end up suing them, just for the pettiness of it. It's a couple hundred bucks, but I'm like, fuck that. Like, you don't get to keep that money. Like, no. So I've had things like that happen here or there. Mostly just, it's a failure of the institutions more than anything. It's like, I'm always aware, you always know there's a chance that this might not be legit, but, like, you just think, like, oh, well, I should be able to get my money back for something that I never got, that I can prove that I never got. You know, I should definitely be able to get my money back for that. And, what's it called? That's what you think. Like, oh, I should definitely be able to get my money back for this. So, or like the, what's it called? The checks. It's like, oh yeah, if the checks are bad, I should definitely get my money back for that. Nope. It's like, you gotta be safe out here. I actually closed my Bank of America account after that. I was just like, nah, I'm not paying you this. I close it, and like years later, I get a letter in the mail about like how they threw it out. Just funny. It's like, yeah, well, I still want to try to get my money back for that, because that was some bullshit. I shouldn't be out 1200 because of your faulty infrastructure, you know? So my mom thinks that, she thinks this whole thing's a scam. Like, this girl's not gonna give me the money back. I honestly don't. I saw her last night. Like, a scammer, I don't think you'd be able to access them like that. There's always a chance. I think she's just super conflict avoidant and is like kind of lazy, honestly. Like, she isn't c picking up like her security deposit that she should have. Stuff like that. Like, all that, you know. She's just not getting things done when she should. She just lays in bed all day, and it's like, that's not productive. So I just feel it's annoying. It is. And it's like, and she started getting to a point where she's getting like annoyed with me about it. And it's like, you owe me money. What do you expect? Like, of course I'm gonna be asking for it, you know? So I told her this whole thing about, and I'm gonna keep playing it. I might even tell her that I got evicted just to put the fire under her, you know? Like, you're playing with people's lives when you're doing stuff like this. Like, when you're borrowing money, like, you know you don't have the money. So how do you know I don't have the money? How do you know it's just all okay, you know, when you're borrowing like thousands of dollars? It's not okay. It's a major inconvenience. Honestly, like, it dropped my credit score because I had like a credit balance that I couldn't fully pay off. Dropped it by like 29 points, which is a lot. I have good credit, but it's like, I showed her that, and it's like, we still haven't managed to fucking get the money yet. And it's like, what the fuck? That was like a week ago now that I showed her that. And so, I don't know. It's maddening. It's like hard to watch that level of laziness, like knowing that this person owes you money and they're just dicking around, you know, that she's like sleeping, laying in bed all day, every day. I understand like she has depression, but it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, you gotta get off your ass, you know? Like, you gotta work. Like, you're broke as hell where you're depending on people lending you money, and your solution is like, oh, I'm sad, so I'm just gonna lay in bed all day. It's like, what? I don't know. I understand, like, people have depression, but, like, everybody is a little depressed. Everybody's prone to that. So it's like, I don't know. To me, I feel like a lot of people just use it as an excuse. I understand you're not feeling well. But it's like, you're not helping yourself by wallowing in it like that, you know? And I don't think it's a valid excuse for owing someone money and taking forever to fucking pay back, you know? Like, it shouldn't take over a month to get any of the money at all. And really, like, now we're closing in. This whole thing started July 10th, so now we're at almost 2 months. That's the first time I lent her money. She hasn't even paid back, like, that first $120 that I lent her. So, never again, man. I will reiterate, I will never lend money again. Never, never, never. I don't like the feeling of it. I don't like, as eventually they don't appreciate it. There's another girl that owed me thousands of dollars, right? And eventually it gets to a point where it's like they keep promising they'll pay you back. They'll pay you back. They'll pay you back. I promise, you know, like, and I put the pressure on her too. I was like, you know, I could really use this money to buy gifts for my family, you know, like this is money I'm saving up for my daughter and all this stuff. And like eventually she just gets to a really ugly place where it's like, well, I'm not sending you any of your money back because of how you treat me. And it's like, I'm not treating you bad. I'm just asking for my money back. Like, I'm sorry that, you know, like I called you a broke bitch, but but you are a broke bitch though. If the shoe fits, if the Payless shoe fits, wear it, bitch. Well, no, but the reason why I even called her that, not this girl that I lent money. I haven't called her that yet. But the girl that she was saying she would keep asking for money, and I wouldn't send it because I'm like, no, like I already sent. You owe me money. I'm not just gonna keep running up a tab for you. Like this is getting ridiculous. She'd be like, don't count it. It's like, no, I'm gonna fucking count it. Like you owe me money, and I'm glad that I stopped sending her money because she still hasn't sent any of it back. She's just like a spoiled little princess. But she would say like that I'm not a real man and all this shit if I don't send her money. And it's just like, why? Like, only a fucking idiot falls for that. But it's like also, why are you being like, if somebody already sent you a bunch of money over time, why are you being rude like that? Like, trying to emasculate them, you know? Like why is it going that far? I don't know, I don't understand. It just seems crazy to me. And I don't know what she did with the money. She just like blew it. She just spent it on stupid shit. She would say she had like emergencies and shit, and she promised to pay me back. I even lent like I would lend her money that was for like her friends. And it's just like she just really took advantage of it, and you know, I personally don't understand like why you think that's okay. Like, you know, like if you're getting to know someone and you're supposedly dating them, you're telling them you love them, and then you do shit like that, where it's like she would block me when I would ask for it sometimes. Like she'd block me over the money, and it's just like, this is terrible. Like, this is a terrible way to treat someone that was like helping you out, you know? And then saying you're not a real man and shit like that. And it's just like, I need a real man. I need a gentleman. And it's like, fuck you, man. What the fuck? Like, it's just funny. It's crazy how twisted it could be. That's like the ultimate manifestation of like these girls that are all about like a provider and all this shit. And it's like, from my experience, even when you give them everything they want, like, it's never enough. Like, they're still, you know, as soon as they see, like, a better opportunity to get more money out of someone, they leave. So it's like, it's never good. And that was one of those things where it's like, I sent this girl money over years, and I wasn't counting it at first. And then once I actually started to keep track of it, it wasn't like I lent it all at once. Once I actually started to keep track of it, I realized, like, this is a lot of fucking money. Like, you can't keep, like, borrowing like this, you know? And every time I bring it up, she's always like, she'll block me or threaten to block me. And for a while, I was like, shit, like, this person owes me money. Like, I can't, like, get blocked, you know? Because then I'm not going to be able to get it back. I just stopped caring after a while because I'm like, probably not going to get it back unless I sue her, which I could, you know. And I might, honestly. Because I'm just like, no, that's not cool. For you to be that rude, too, you don't deserve that money. Like, fuck you. So, it might be what happens. But yeah, this girl that owes me money and her friend are supposed to make it up to me, so we'll see.
She has some fun things planned, but we'll see what's up. Because she's just not reliable. Like, even before this, when I'm just trying to hang out with her, like, it didn't work out. Like, she would, like, flake last minute, you know, and it got annoying. It's like, she doesn't drive, right? So she's just home all the time, but she would flake. She would, like, disappear the day of, you know. And I was really close to just not talking to her anymore. And I don't know, we kept talking. She apologized and like we worked that out. But at this, you know, honestly, this whole experience, like, she has shown that she's not like relationship material, because this is just super irresponsible and inconsiderate, and just I don't want to deal with that. Like, it's funny because it's like it's something women think about more, but it's like I don't want to be with someone that's this bad with money, like where they have to keep borrowing. Like, I don't even know how many people she's borrowing money from right now, you know? At least, like, I'd say at least four. Like, she's borrowing from her friend, she's borrowing from me, she's borrowing from her son's grandmother. Like, it's a lot. And then there's another friend in that mix too, I think. So it's just like, why are you down that bad? And I don't think she's really working. She took like a break, and she hasn't been talking about work in like over a month. I think there was one day where she worked, and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, don't you need money? Like, what are you doing right now? I don't understand. Like, it doesn't even seem comfortable to live like that. Like, living out of a hotel, just like borrowing money from people. Like, that's not fun, honestly. So, I don't know. I'm still waiting on the money. And it better come soon. I might end up having to sue her too, you know. But have a fun week coming up. It looks like a fun week. Planning to go to Six Flags, Magic Mountain, and the Huntington Library with my brothers. So that's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Six Flags just looks like a great, you know, I haven't been there in years. And I know they have new stuff that I haven't been on since the last time I've been there. So it'd be cool to finally go to Six Flags again. You know, just go on all the rides. Like, it's been so long. And I mean, my dad always says, like, you get. Like, he's too old now. He can't go on those rides. Like, he doesn't like how they feel. And he's saying that's gonna happen to us. I don't know. I hope not. I hope I'm still going on, like, when I get older. But we'll see. My dad's not even that old, you know? He's like 57? Yeah. Not even that old. So, I don't know. Is he 56 or 57? Shit. I'm fucking up. I could do the math real quick. Oh, 56. 1967. Yeah, he's 56. So, like, he's not that old. But I guess, like, it's uncomfortable now. I like it. I hope I still continue to like it. I think it's fun. You see older people there sometimes. I know it's mostly for young people, but you do see people with gray hair there, so. I guess it depends on the person, but I'm looking forward to it. And the Huntington Library. If you've never been there, if you're in SoCal, I mean, it's expensive if you don't get free tickets, but we got free tickets, so makes it more manageable. And I don't know, it's pretty there. There's art. There's a lot of art. It's like little museums in there. You can learn a little bit about the history of the area and California in general. There's all kinds of plants there. Just beautiful plants and gardens, like. So I definitely would recommend it, Huntington Library. It's very like relaxing there, I would say. And we go almost every month, honestly, and there's always stuff to see. It's always like very calming and peaceful. And what's cool is like my brother's actually trying to work there, which I think would be great. I mean, he's an artist, so I hope he's able to get in there. It could actually be a good opportunity for him, you know, to end up with his art there. So yeah, I hope, you know, it'll be fun. I really want to record, but there's some sad news this week. One of the places that I've recorded a lot of your favorite songs, SG Train. I won't put his identity out there, but that's what he goes by. His parents both have Alzheimer's. I mean, he's older. He's about my dad's age. And his parents have Alzheimer's, and they have, like, nurses coming in there now and stuff like that. And so, understandably, I'm not able to record there right now. And that's not even important to me. As important as just hoping that his parents will be okay and they make a recovery, you know. I don't know. A lot of times it just goes downhill. But I hope they'll be okay. And I don't know. It's just, it's sad. So I'd like to send some prayers and positive energy to, some thoughts and prayers. No, I'd like to just send positive energy to SG Train. I almost slipped up and said his name. Not that he's a pretty private person, so. But, you know, I don't know if he listens or pays attention to any of this, but I do really appreciate, like, you helping me out with my career. It helped me a lot, like, just having, like, a solid place to actually record this stuff, because I didn't have money at the time, and you graciously allowed me to use your stuff, and, you know, you mixed it and all that, and I'm very appreciative of that. So it's sad to me. I know everyone gets older, but I wish people could live forever, you know. I know that that isn't realistic. I don't want anyone to live once a day. It's always hard, but it is what makes life precious, you know. The fleeting nature of life is what makes it mean more. The fact that we don't get to be here forever, it makes it more meaningful, the years that we do have. So thank you, SG Train, and I hope they make a recovery soon, you know. Yeah, and to the fans, I'm gonna try to record. Honestly, I'm, you know, like, I'm struggling a little financially right now, so I don't know if I can afford to record, because recording can get expensive, but I really want to, and I'm gonna make it happen somehow, one way or another, you know. I'm sorry, I really want to, and it's sad to not be able to. Like, I just, it depresses me, because I just feel like I'm wasting my life, like, not making art, you know. But hopefully soon we got to take our thrones, you know. No more just waiting around. No more just waiting around. Like, I've waited around long enough. I've wasted way too much time in my life, like, not being where I want to be, and I can't waste any more time. Like, time is slipping away, so I, you know, I gotta just get things done, make things happen, and finally ascend to where I want to be. And a lot of people I know are in the same boat. It's like, we all gotta step up. We can't just, like, go through life like this, you know. So I hope that everybody out there is, like, pursuing their dreams and living their best lives. That's really what I want for everyone. And I don't know, it's been something I've wanted for a long time. Like, I don't, you know, I don't need to pull everyone down to rise myself. I think we can all rise together. And I said it before, I'll say it again. So yeah, hopefully we can make it happen. I might need to cut off some of the friends that I have left. It's, I don't know. Lately, I haven't been feeling it, you know. I feel like I need new people around me. I don't have people around me, and I feel like it's hindering my ability to grow, like, as an artist, like, and to expand my fan base. Like, lately it feels like I'm just stuck at the same point. and I'm just shadow banned and I can't reach the people that need to hear me, you know? And it's tough. I feel like I might need to move past that because I kind of, it's almost like hitching your wagon to the wrong train, you know? I kind of feel like I've done that. Like, I have friends that are just, you know, if you think I'm not successful, they're even less successful now. But I have friends that really are kind of languishing away. It's like they want to do art, but they're not doing anything. You know, they're not putting anything out. They're not really working on it. So I don't want to be in that circle anymore of just like, oh yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And then years go by and like nothing gets done. You know, I actually invited a friend on this show. And, like, he said he wasn't doing anything, so I was like, oh, you want to test this app out and see? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm about to knock out. Then, like, an hour later, he's, like, posting pictures from a restaurant. I'm like, okay. If you didn't want to come on, like, that's cool, but, like, why lie about it? Like, you know, like, what's the point in that? You know, I wouldn't do that to you. So, I don't know. I just thought that was pretty whack. Just, and the whole, that response, too, like, no, I'm good. It's like, huh? Okay. I thought we were friends. Like, you're planning to come on, like, 2 weeks ago. You're excited to come on. And then now it's like, no, I'm good. Okay. That's fine. Like, you don't have to come on. I just didn't like the response to it and the lie, you know, where you say, I ask, hey, yo, what are you doing today? It's like, oh, nothing. I'm just chilling. And then, like, when I, in the same sentence, I just asked, like, oh yeah, I was seeing if you want to test this app out for like this, like I'm using the app right now, but I haven't actually used it with somebody, like called them. I wanted to see how it would come out. I was curious. And like, this is a friend who's been on multiple times, so I thought like, oh, this could be cool. And he just says, nah, I'm good. And it's like, that's so weird. Even like the last message that I had was sending him a link to the app, like, where, and he was, like, ready to go on, you know. We didn't end up actually, you know, I was at the studio and we couldn't coordinate it, but, like, as far as I knew, he was down to do it, you know. Like, normally when we do shows, he, like, will try to chime in. So, I don't know. I just found that kind of annoying, and it was just another one of those experiences. Like, people are just being selfish, basically, you know. It's like, of another friend where it's like, I've been waiting for one damn song to be mixed for over a year, and he's making yet another visual set, which takes, it's like an hour worth of video. Like, he has time to put together a sequence, an hour worth of video, but we haven't made a music video yet when I've been trying to make one. It's like, just the priorities, it's just selfishness at the end of the day, because you're doing something that's only for you, you know. And it, to me, it's frustrating because it's like, I'm just trying to get stuff done. I feel like you're supposed to be, we're supposed to be helping each other out. And I feel like you're kind of like hindering me at this point where it's like, I had to wait 5 years for an album to be mixed. I have to wait a year for a fucking song to be mixed. That's still not mixed. I think it might be over a year now. It's been a long ass time for this one song. And it's like, oh yeah, I gotta get that done. And the what sucks too is like, it's a bad representation of, for me, because basically he co-produced this with someone and they're waiting for the song. I'm waiting for the song. So it looks like, you know, if they associate me with him, like, oh, now I'm lagging. It's like, I'm not lagging. For one, like the funny thing is he tried to make it seem like I was, he sent me half a beat, like a minute of a beat. And I told him, like, yo, this beat isn't, like, long enough to actually make a song out of. He's like, oh, yeah, we'll just write over it and, you know. And it's like, well, I don't know how it's gonna, I don't know how the rest of the beat's gonna go. Like, I can't write a full song without a full beat, you know. I don't know if it's gonna be slightly different. So I think he just lazily, like, looped it. Actually, I'm gonna have to talk to him about it because he chopped it in a way where the rhythm is fucked up. So we gotta fix that. It's gonna be a great song, but he did fuck it up in that way. I don't know, he's not good at, like, splicing it. He's not good at doing that.
For me, actually, the song that I just put out, I spliced it in seconds. Like, I immediately lined it up. You won't be able to tell. On I Know You Know, there was another part where I was singing high. I cut it out. You can't even tell that I altered that song. It sounds like fine, you know? I just like looped the other part where I wasn't singing loud. The same thing that he did with this beat, I did. And actually, to be honest with you, that whole song, I looped that beat in the first place. It's kind of like co-produced by me because that producer sent me a minute of a beat and I just looped it a few times. But I had to chop it up where it sounds good, you know, like where it obviously doesn't sound like altered. So I did that with that song, the same thing that he is supposed to do with that, and he tried, but it sounds all fucked up. Like it's the beat drops in too fast. It's like not on rhythm, you know. So I don't know. I guess not everybody has that skill, but for real, for me, it's like I line this shit up like within seconds and it's fine. I don't know what's going on with him, you know. I don't understand like why the just the level of lagging is crazy. It's like why are we lagging like this? Why is this taking so long? Whenever one song, I'm like stuck at this paradox of like needing more money to fund my dreams. It's like no, I gotta work because I gotta make money to do what I really want to do. But then I'm working too much, so I don't have the time to do what I want to do. And it's just a personal hellscape that I'm like wading my way through. It just fucking sucks. I'm trying, man, but it's difficult. If you're stuck making money to get by and you can't have fun, I feel your pain. You know, I feel your pain. I've been dealing with this for years and I've missed a lot of vacations, a lot of trips, a lot of fun times, just like struggling to get by. You know, like trying to be a good employee and not calling off, you know. Even when I like ask for vacation, they don't give it to me. It's like, no, you don't have to pay me. It doesn't have to be paid vacation. I just want to be able to go and spend time with my family, and they like deny it. Like, I don't know. That's just the shit. That shit sucks. So, it's been tough. But anyway, I'm gonna get to watch some movies this week that I'll get to. Which one of these do I want to do first? Actually, you know, I just realized these are all foreign movies. Damn, what a fucking snob I am. What a film snob I've become. So I saw a movie called Loving Vincent that was about Vincent Van Gogh. It was created like they had 100 artists. Like, it's an animated movie basically that's animated through his style of artwork. And so they had 100 artists do the art for this movie. Kind of like on Spider-Verse, but I think that was 1,000 on Across the Spider-Verse. So it was kind of in that style, but actually this came out before that. I want to say it came out 2018. It's 2018, 2017, one of those, I believe. I might be wrong. But either way, it came out before Spider-Verse did. And I'm not saying that they're copy. I mean, there's been animated movies like this for a while, but it's just the point is it wasn't copying Spider-Verse. So I think that's what people would say if they saw it. But or maybe they would, I don't know. Maybe I'm being dumb, but it was really cool. It was really, I think, a very interesting way to tell the story, to have it like through his art, basically. It was like his art coming to life. So it was like the characters in the movie were like from his paintings. But it was at least a semi-true story. It was about his last days, you know, like how he died and all that. He either shot himself or somebody shot him, but either way. But it was a very, well done movie, I think. I give it 8 out of 11 Zeus slabs, God, for real. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I watched it on the plane coming back from Mexico, and yeah, I really enjoyed that one. Another one, I got another throwback animated movie, also foreign. It's a Miyazaki movie, Porco Rosso. Porco Rosso. I don't know how you say it in Italian. I think that's probably it. Porco Rosso. Porco Rosso.
Anyway, yeah, it's about this pig pilot in like the time of the fascists in Italy, right? He's like this pilot that got turned into a pig face. I don't know, it's not one of the best Miyazaki movies, but it's still a Miyazaki movie. It was cool. I'll give it an 8 out of 11 Zeus slaps as well, God. Yeah, I enjoyed it. They had it in the theaters. The one thing that sucks is you don't have the unlimited movie pass, but for anytime it's a special event like this, you have to actually pay it. I'm like, that's whack. Like, this is an old ass movie. Like, just let me watch the movie. But it's all good. And then other foreign movie I saw, apparently I was just in a mood to watch foreign stuff. I didn't know this was foreign though, honestly. That movie Talk to Me is an Australian movie. I didn't know that. And it was funny to watch because they had the soundtrack and there's like Australian rap on there. And then the guy's like, what happens in Melbourne, happens in Sydney. Like all that stuff. It's just like over like trap beats. I was like, oh yeah, I guess, people are still biting American culture. And I'm just like, what happens in Melbourne, happens in Sydney. I was like, it made me laugh. And my brother watched it with me. We actually watched this on my birthday. No, he saw my face light up because I've been doing Australian accents for a while, and I know he saw my face light up when the Australian accents came on. Like, I didn't know this was an Australian movie. It added like another level of entertainment to it. It was pretty good. It wasn't amazing. I give it a 7 out of 11. Zeus slaps, God. I was tempted to give it an 8, but then I gave these other movies 8s, and I'm like, I don't think it was as good as either of those. I like to keep my scale like where it should be, because the 7 is still a good score. I think, but partly it was like the ending left a little to be desired. It ended kind of weird, and I guess it's sort of open to interpretation. But I was just like, I don't love this, but I like the movie. It was a pretty good movie. Pretty original concept. So I'd say that. And yeah, that's the reviews. So my brother's been going through it lately, man. He had a breakup in January, like a 10-year relationship breakup. That's really tough. His car recently got totaled. His phone broke, and he's just going through it, man. So I want to send positive energy his way. I think you've probably heard me talk about it on here, but it's just like the stuff just mounts for him, and I just feel so bad. He's a good guy. He doesn't deserve that, and like I worry about him. I really don't want him to. I know he is one of the people that has, is depressed, and I don't want anything to happen to him as a result of that. I really don't. I would be just devastated. So I'm hoping I can be there for him enough. If you know him, be nice to him, like send some positive energy his way, and hopefully he can make it out of this, because it's tough when stuff just mounts like that. You just feel like life's falling apart, poor guy. He really deserves so much better than that, and I hope that he gets so much better than that. So we'll see. But yeah, poor guy. And his art is trash on top of everything else, so that really sucks because he's like working on this art and it just sucks. I'm just playing. I just had to throw that in. I thought it'd be funny. But in all seriousness, please send positive energy his way. And now, KZRO's boards. The NFL is back. I'm not really yawning, but I'm bored of the NFL. I don't know what it is. I'm just bored of the NFL. I'm just like, just not interesting. It's too corporate, is what it is. I don't know if you can really trust any of the outcomes. It feels very, there's too much money to be made. That's what sucks, is like the money always corrupts shit. So it just feels like they got their people that they want to win. They got their marketable stars. Who's the most profitable? You don't think they're doing that? They definitely are. Any sport is. But, and you see it, they get favorable treatment in combat sports. Questionable decisions, even questionable stoppages, things like that. So
Definitely happens, but I've just been bored with the NFL. One thing I did want to say though is like I like Jalen Hurts. I've liked Jalen Hurts since I've seen him play in college at Alabama, and I rooted for him in the NFL. I actually thought he was gonna be good. I really did, even though they were hating on him. Like people didn't believe in him up until last year. People really didn't believe in him, and I was like, no, give it some time. Like he did all right his rookie year. He did pretty well, so like he'll be all right. He had a good year last year, and now he's being ranked number two in the league in quarterbacks. I like Jalen Hurts. I do. I'm not dissing him or anything like that. He's not the number two quarterback. You're going to put him ahead of Joe Burrow. You're going to put him ahead of even Aaron Rodgers right now. Like, there's like Josh Allen's even questionable. Justin Herbert, all those are questionable. As like, are you really sure this guy's number two right now? Seems a little high. Lamar Jackson? Is he ahead of Lamar Jackson? I don't think so. Not for now. Let's see what he could do. He had one good year. Are we gonna, like, we should really see, like, if that's sustainable. I think he's good. I think he'll be a top quarterback, but I just thought that was crazy that, like, we're really going that far, you know? Mahomes is number one. And that's understandable. I think that's even questionable too, personally. I don't think he shows up in the clutchest moments, and I know people say that's not true. He's thrown more picks than touchdowns in the Super Bowl. He's played in three Super Bowls. I believe he has three touchdowns and five picks. Like, those are amazing numbers, you know. Like, Montana never threw a pick in the Super Bowl, for example, you know. Brady didn't throw a lot of picks in the Super Bowl. This dude's already thrown, like, quite a few picks in the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. I think when it's mattered the most, I mean, he had a bad game in the Super Bowl before this most recent one. And a lot of people say Jalen Hurts outplayed him in this Super Bowl. So, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if it's clear that he's the number one. He puts up great regular season numbers, but he hasn't really been amazing in the playoffs. I know they won Super Bowls, but, like, both of those were questionable. There's, like, some questionable calls that went their way that where they won the game. But it's, like, he himself didn't play amazing. He actually played bad against the Niners for most of that game. And then in the fourth quarter, they just stopped calling pass interference, and they handed them that game. It's going to sound so haterish, but I've seen a whole video breakdown about it, and I was like, it looked bad in regular time, but then when I actually saw the breakdown, I was like, yeah, this is sus. But it makes sense. I mean, the NFL probably has determined that this guy's more marketable than other players. So it's like, oh, yeah, let's help him out. Let's help him win some of these games. Like, I know they did that with Brady for a long time. That's why when he went up against Brady, Brady won. I don't know. That's conspiracy theory stuff, but yeah, something's fishy. But I do think if he says the best quarterback in the league, I don't have a problem with that. I just don't think that it's like super clear, like some people, like, oh, he's just so much better than everyone. I'm like, I don't know if that's true, you know. I don't know if he's actually better than Burrow, for example. Burrow seems a little more clutch to me, but I could be wrong. I know they lost in that Super Bowl against the Rams, but I felt like that Super Bowl was rigged for the Rams, to be honest. That's what I thought. I thought they really just handed that to the Rams. I feel like they do that shit a lot. The Super Bowl is kind of a joke. It's usually rigged in some way, it seems like. It's like, it doesn't mean much to me anymore. I mean, I just think there's too much money invested in it. Billions and billions of dollars. And it's like, I think there's some sussery going on. But anyway, and the boxing side of things, Chris Eubank Jr. got a TKO in 10 over Liam Smith in their rematch. Kind of a shocking result, because in the first match, Liam Smith stopped Chris Eubank Jr. in 4 rounds. So for him to stop him in this one, there's definitely going to be a trilogy, it would seem. I mean, the trilogy makes all the sense in the world. But that was wild to watch. I'm like following it. I'm interested. Something tells me that he has a chance. I'm like, I can't really count him out, because I saw some of that first fight and it's like, he wasn't getting destroyed. Like, he got caught and got hurt and they waved it off. Brits stop fights pretty early, you know. So I felt like they might have stopped that one early.
I don't know. I'd have to watch it again because off the top of my head, I could be wrong with that, but I remember watching it and thinking, like, this might be a little early of a stoppage. But yeah, so he comes back and dominates, crazy enough. So that's, you don't see that too often. I thought it was worth mentioning. Like, usually if there's a rematch, it doesn't flip like that where it's the exact opposite. In fact, actually, this loss was worse, I would say, because in the first fight, it's like, the first four rounds, he gets caught. Like, that happens sometimes. This one, it's like he just had a sustained beating, and you saw him after the fight. The thing that's funny is, like, Liam Smith hates when people make excuses. And I saw people in the comment section like, oh, he hates when people make excuses, but he's making all kinds. And he was just, it wasn't even making sense. He was like, my back hurts. I had to cut a lot of weight. But then I guess at the face-off, he said that his weight cut went great and all this stuff, and he was ready to go and all this. It's just like, then he claimed he had to lose 41 pounds. And it's just all over the place. And he claimed, like, so he rolled his ankles, so he claimed that happened, but, like, he couldn't get going. He felt flat, like, all this stuff. And just, like, maybe you just lost to the better guy. Like, sometimes that happens. Like, the first fight, I mean, Eubank was arguably winning when you got the stoppage, so it's like, it's not like he hasn't been able to compete with you. One thing I'll say, though, is Canelo fought this guy and took his O, and he's lost three times since then. And it's just that win looks even worse over time. Because at the time, you're like, why is he fighting a guy that hasn't fought anyone? And, like, now that the guy's fought a couple people, he loses to the people that are actually good, you know? So, yeah, Chris Eubank Jr. wins. The Dodgers keep losing to the Braves in heartbreaking fashion. They did win the last game of that series, but they dropped 3 of 4. And, like, two of those games were very winnable. You know, the first game, I thought they came almost all the way back. If they even had a competent starting pitcher in that game, they would have won. Lance Lynn just did terrible. He gave up, like, 6 runs, I think. 6 or 7. I don't know. Either way, he gave up a lot of fucking runs. They ended up losing 8-7, so they definitely could have won if they just had, like, someone who gave up a couple less runs, 2 less runs, they win that game, you know? So, yeah, man. But that'll do it for KZRO Sports. Thank you for tuning in. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. Okay, hold up. Yo, while Long Dong Vagina, the Don Juan from Cali to Guangdong, China. Knee how punk bitches get beat down. Knee how punk bitches get beat down. They steal my flows in nanoseconds. I'm way doper than your bland hoes reckon. A mando for hip-hop's excellence. When I check in, I'm hip-hop's next to win. Who but me could be the rhyme messiah? Light provider, don't mind me, I'm just higher. That's why I excel expeditiously. Like Nike lawyers, I check them viciously. For the big check, life's blessed me physically. Mentally, I'm the best in history, so be thankful I gave you this for free. Tell my story if you live through this for me. I prepare to the max past infinity. The God MC, I can't mask divinity. I'm shining through time and time again. Due to divine strength I find within. Yo, while Long Dong Vagina, the Don Juan from Cali to Guangdong, China. Knee how punk bitches get beat down. Knee how punk bitches get beat down. Yo, while Long Dong Vagina, the Don Juan from Cali to Guangdong, China. Knee how punk bitches get beat down. Knee how punk bitches get beat down. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This has been Life is Zero Gravity. You know, I try to make it interesting for you. Try to just give a little light to your week. We try to get through it together, have a good time. I enjoyed this, actually. I felt like, you know, I'm always, like, rating the episodes in real life. real time, real rating them in real life. I'm always rating them in real time, which is silly, but I felt good about this one. So good job, team. We'll be back next week. We'll get them next time. All right. Much love.